some of them unions. Fella had a bum put on his car, a dynamite or something put on, he drove in Carolina's car, was still skipping, he got out and seen it was somebody fastening us. That was my uncle was driving that car.
For goodness sake.
But it didn't go off, it didn't have it set up right.
Uh-huh.
He's dead now too, but he's living there in Savannah. Knight, Papa's sister married a knight. They live there in Savannah now too. I have a good bit of kin folks down there. I don't know anymore. I have a brother-in-law lives down there. Waters. Do you think this thing's going on all over the state?
Yeah, that's right.
How many you call on a place like this?
Four.
Mm-hmm.
Two whites and two coloreds in every community.
And you're going to back that up and see how that comes out with that talk, too.
When I was here before, I talked to Sarah Johnson. Do you know her? And to Nora Holmes.
She's Holmes. A midwife.
Yeah, that's right. Uh-huh. And Nora Holmes. She's a little crippled one.
Uh-huh. Legs all crippled.
They're both real nice. Well, shall I ask you some more questions?
Yes, by the time you get ready, if I can answer them, I'm slow.
Right, you're doing fine.
I worked all my life. I didn't travel around much.
Uh-huh. If I asked you if you do many things, you'd answer, yes, there are
many things to be done.
Okay. If I wanted to know the color of some roses you've grown, I might ask you, what color?
It'd be pink or white.
If you wanted to ask a question about the roses, would you say what color is the roses or what color
are the roses?
And the answer might be the roses.
I believe it.
If I asked you if you had done something already, you might say no.
I have.
If I asked, was it a nice day, you might say no.
It's not a nice day.
Okay, and if I asked you about yesterday, if I said, was yesterday a nice day? Can I say no?
I said no, ma'am, it sure wasn't.
Okay.
I'm thinking about all day yesterday.
Sure did. I almost got stuck in the mud, too. I was over around Bloomingdale, some of those back roads. If you don't think it's right for a person to do something, you might say, do that? You could say he mustn't do it, or he...
Well, I would say he ought to do that. That's wrong.
If I asked you if you can do something, and you're not sure whether you can or not, you might answer,
say that again, I didn't exactly.
If I asked you if you can do something, and you're perfectly willing to do it, but you just don't know whether you can or not.
I'm willing to try.
Okay. Would you ever use an expression like, might can do it, or might could do it?
Well, I try, and me.
Well, when would you say Mike could do something?
Whenever you ask me, because I get too cost on it, I'd say I'd try.
Uh-huh. You might say, let's see. Is this your family coming back?
Yeah.
What's another way to say came close to doing something? You might say,
I almost did, but...
Okay, fine. Now this next part is the part where there'll be just one word that I'll try to get you to say for each question. A penny is 1 cent. And a dime is
10 cents.
If somebody moved into a house in 1960, you'd say, he moved in 1960 and he's lived there ever
since then.